This is WCRBN Concert with Blue Heron. Serene religious devotion is at the core of this medieval mass setting, but it's musically rooted in a song about a more, shall we say, earthly devotion to a woman whose perfection, quote, makes the heart weep. That song and the mass setting that followed were created by a composer who defined his time, Johannes Ockeghem. Now, Blue Heron sings Ockeghem on WCRB in concert. If you take a look at the names that dominate concert music programs, you'll probably be completely unsurprised. Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Brahms. And one reason you see those familiar names is that each of those composers, to one degree or another, rose above others to define the sound of his time. But then there are composers who also fit that description, but whose music we don't hear as often. And among them is Johannes Ockeghem, born in what's now Belgium sometime around 1420. And as the 600th anniversary of his birth approaches, Blue Heron is performing all of the surviving music by this medieval master. One chapter of this multi-year project is the concert you're about to hear. I'm Brian McCreath at WCRB, and this Blue Heron program is called Ma Maîtresse, Songs, Masses, and a Motet for My Lady. With a foundation in music by Ockeghem, it also includes music by others of the same time, creating a sonic landscape in which the purity of the human voice expresses intense devotion in both romantic and religious terms. And you can download the complete program notes and translations for this program when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. And it's one of these other composers of the 15th century whose music opens this concert. This is a song of praise by Johannes Regis called Celsi Tonantis Ave Genetrix, or Hail, Mother of the High Thunderer, sung by Blue Heron in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
from one of the masters of the 15th century. That was Hail, Mother of the High Thunderer by Johannes Regis, sung by Blue Heron and director Scott Metcalf in concert at First Church in Cambridge. It opens a program anchored by Johannes Ockeghem's music, one chapter in a 7-year cycle of concerts for the 600th anniversary of Ockeghem's birth. And that cycle continues this Saturday, March 3rd, with another Blue Heron concert at First Church in Cambridge. To learn how you can be there for the next chapter in Ockeghem at 600, visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. That's where you can also download notes and translations for the concert you're hearing. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. During the course of this 7-year project, Blue Heron calls Ockeghem at 600, director Scott Metcalf has worked with musicologist Sean Shepard, who teaches at the New England Conservatory, to uncover some of the mysteries surrounding this 15th century composer. And when I talked with the two of them, Sean Shepard described what we know about Ockeghem as a person, but also why relying on biographical documents can be, well, problematic.
People describe other people, and we have to wonder why they're describing them the way they do. Not just how they describe them, but why they're describing them. We have a visitor from Italy who goes to the French royal court in the 1470s, and he describes Ockeghem, and you would think that he is the living end, not just as a musician, but he's an honorable, virtuous person. He's even attractive. Everything about him is superlative. Who knows how much of that really reflects anything? There are a few things we can feel confident about. He was a singer. That's very important. All these composers of this period worked as singers. And Ockeghem, we're told, was a bass. And it's perhaps related to the fact that a lot of his music explores low registers in a way that's not that common for the time. Maybe he was writing for himself. He certainly was writing for his own singers at the French court, at least initially. That would have been his aim. His personality would be almost impossible to extract from the documents we have. But they're sometimes looking at a piece of music, or especially a whole corpus of music, you begin to feel like you can extract something of the character of the composer. And this is someone who seems to me, he liked to dig down into an idea, to pursue an idea and see how far one could take it. Or perhaps, in a way that really is comparable to J.S. Bach, here's a musical concept. What if I organized an entire work around this musical concept? This is something that is very similar about these two composers.
That's Sean Shepard, and you can hear much more of my conversation with him and Scott Metcalf, the director of Blue Heron, at our website, classicalwcrb.org. The creative process Sean Shepard describes is evident in the next two pieces in this Blue Heron concert. First, it's a love song called Au Travers Suis, or I Am in Agony, by a composer named Barbignon. And that's followed by the opening part of a mass Ockeghem wrote based on the same music. This is Blue Heron in concert from WCRB. Au Travail Suis, or I Am in Agony by Marmaillon. And Blue Heron continues this concert with the opening parts of Ockeghem's Mass on the same music.
Yeah.
That's the Kyrie and Gloria from the Missa O Travai Sui by Johannes Ockeghem, sung in concert at First Church in Cambridge by Blue Heron, led by director Scott Metcalf. And the program continues with what's probably a modern-day world premiere of a piece that was only recently discovered. I asked musicologist Sean Shepard and Blue Heron director Scott Metcalf about the story behind it.
A colleague of mine who teaches in Belgium meets a man who has a book that he seems to have purchased at an auction.
And when was this?
Maybe
2014.
So very recent. Yeah, right.
Just a few years ago.
And here we have, it is a small, really very beautiful 15th century book in its original binding. And it contains secular songs, these love poems, largely with music. 50 of them altogether. And it turned out that 12 of them had never been seen before. Then the one that's done on this program is one that Scott, he eagle-eyed it and said, this one's really a first-rate piece. And he's absolutely right. It's a beautiful piece of music.
This is one of those really astonishing musical discoveries you read about every once in a while, and you can hear more of this story from Sean Shepard and Scott Metcalf at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is While Awaiting Your Arrival, sung by Blue Heron in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
a song by an anonymous composer discovered only a few years ago. That was While Awaiting Your Arrival, sung by Blue Heron in concert at First Church in Cambridge. And this Blue Heron concert continues with a setting of the Credo, or Statement of Belief, by Johannes Ockeghem.
Send me, send me, send me.
from a master of the 15th century, Johannes Ockeghem, setting of the Credo text of the Latin Mass, brings the first half of this Blue Heron concert at First Church in Cambridge to a close. Scott Metcalf is the director of Blue Heron, and this concert is part of a multi-year series of programs centered on Ockeghem, a composer born in the countryside of what's now Belgium, and who spent around 40 years at the highest royal court in France. The next chapter in Blue Heron's Ockeghem at 600 series is this coming weekend on Saturday, March 3rd. For information about tickets, look for the link to the Blue Heron box office at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also download notes and translations for this program. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. And stay with us. More of Ockeghem at 600 is coming up on WCRB in Concert with Blue Heron. Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Blue Heron. I'm Brian McCree. Remember, you can download the complete program notes and translations for this concert when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. The second half of this program, anchored by 15th century composer Johannes Ockeghem, begins with music by another composer of the same time, Firminus Caron. And while some of the songs on this program are about a sweet sort of love and longing for another, Cent Mille Excuses plays out that time-honored fantasy. What if I became insanely rich? And the answer? Throw parties, hire 1,000 singers, and drink more than any soldier ever. Here again is Blue Heron in concert from WCRB.
Thank you.
That's 100,000 escus, or roughly translated, 100,000 bucks, by Firminus Caron, sung in concert at First Church in Cambridge by Blue Heron. And if you'd like to see what that money might get you, just download the translations and notes for this concert at classicalwcrb.org. I'm Brian McCreath, and this Blue Heron performance continues with more from Johannes Ockeghem. These are the Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei sections of the composer's Mass based on O Travai Sui, or I Am in Agony, by Barbagnon. This is Blue Heron in concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
three sections, including the Credo, Sanctus and Agnus Dei from Ockeghem's Missa O Travai Sui, sung by Blue Heron in concert at First Church in Cambridge. For more about this concert, download the program notes and translations, which you'll find at classicalwcrb.org. Blue Heron's Ockeghem at 600 series continues this Saturday, March 3rd, once again at First Church in Cambridge. To learn more, just visit us at classicalwcrb.org. That's where you can also download notes and translations for the concert you're hearing. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. One thing that sets Johannes Ockeghem's music apart from others of his time is an integration of words and musical expression that simply hadn't been seen or heard before. And according to Scott Metcalf, the director of Blue Heron, there's another aspect of Ockeghem's music that sets it apart for the performers.
I think that Ockeghem is the hardest of the hard of the 15th century in terms of just the technical challenge that it poses. There are all sorts of questions. What pitch level are we meant to sing it at? We know very, very little about that from the 15th century. And very closely tied to that is the question of scoring. What voice types do you put on what parts? We know really very little. I mean, we do know, we have a list of the singers at Saint-Martin where Ockeghem worked. So we know with some certainty that they were all adult men. But there's so many questions. Did they sing polyphony one to a part or two to a part? There's suggestive evidence on both sides of that. There's probably not much to be said for singing with more than two on a part. But the difference between one and a two on a part is huge. And it's a project that Blue Heron could certainly have not dreamed about undertaking until relatively recently because of the technical difficulty of the music.
That's Scott Metcalf, the director of Blue Heron. You can hear much more of this conversation at our website, classicalwcrb.org. And this concert continues with the song that gave this program its name, Ockeghem's Ma Maîtresse, or My Lady, followed by the Mass Ockeghem wrote, based on the same music. Here once again is Blue Heron in concert from WCRB. My Lady and My Greatest Friend, a love song by Johannes Ockeghem, sung by Blue Heron at First Church in Cambridge. And Blue Heron continues with Ockeghem's Missa Ma Matres, a piece based on the same music.
Thank you.
the Gloria from Johannes Ockeghem's Missa Mamma Tres brings this Blue Heron concert at First Church in Cambridge to a close. Blue Heron includes Margot Rude, Martin Neer, Owen McIntosh, Jason McStutz, Stephen Reed, Sumner Thompson, Paul Guthrie, and David McFerrin. Scott Metcalf was the fiddle soloist, and he's also the director of Blue Heron. You can see the entire schedule for WCRB in concert when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you'll also find more information about Blue Heron. As the season continues, Blue Heron will be back at First Church in Cambridge on March 3rd for the next chapter of this multi-year series of concerts of music by Johannes Ockeghem. And in April, join Blue Heron for The Iberian Songbook, a program of Spanish songs and dances. Again, for more information, start at the In Concert page of classicalwcrb.org. This broadcast of Blue Heron was produced by me, Brian McCreath. The audio producer is Antonio Oliart-Ross, and the recording engineer was Joel Gordon. Our thanks to Blue Heron director Scott Metcalf and general manager John Yannis for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.